The flames leapt in the splattered oil, and Lestat pulled her backwards towards the open door. "You get the carriage," he said to her. "Get it now, and the horses. You are in mortal danger. Don't talk of devils." I stomped on the flames and went for Lestat, shouting at him to leave her. He held her by both wrists, and she was furious. "You'll rouse the house if you don't shut up," he said to me, "and I'll kill her." "Get the carriage. Lead us. Talk to the stable boy," he said to her, pushing her into the open air. We moved slowly across the dark court, my distress almost unbearable, Lestat ahead of me, and before us both, Babette, who moved backwards, her eyes peering at us in the dark. Suddenly she stopped. One dim light burned in the house above. "I'll get you nothing," she said. I reached for Lestat's arm and told him I must handle this. "She'll reveal us to everyone unless you let me talk to her," I whispered to him. "Then get yourself in check," he said disgustedly. "Be strong. Don't quibble with her. You go as I talk. Go to the stables and get the carriage and horses, but don't kill." Whether he'd obey me or not, I didn't know, but he darted away just as I stepped up to Babette. Her face was a mixture of fury and resolution. She said, "Get thee behind me, Satan." And I stood there before her then, speechless, just holding her in my glance, as surely as she held me. If she could hear Lestat in the night, she gave no indication. Her hatred for me burned like fire. "Why do you say this to me?" I asked. "Was the counsel I gave you bad? Did I do you harm? I came to help you, to give you strength. I thought only of you when I had no need to think of you at all." She shook her head. "But why do you talk to me like this?" she asked. "I know what you've done at Pointe du Lac. You've lived there like a devil. The slaves are wild with stories. All day men have been on the river road, on the way to Pointe du Lac. My husband was there. He saw the house in ruins, the bodies of slaves throughout the orchards, the fields. What are you? Why do you speak to me gently? What do you want of me?" She clung now to the pillars of the porch and was backing slowly to the staircase. Something moved above in the lighted window. "I cannot give you such answers now," I said to her. "Believe me when I tell you, I came to you only to do you good, and would not have brought worry and care to you last night for anything, had I the choice." The vampire stopped.